Deceivers. Do you have the faith of a child? My dad used to tell me, don't believe anything you hear and only half of what you see. In today's world, that advice seems very reasonable to me. Most of the words spoken today are either gossip, half-truths, or flat-out lies. Much of what we see is a distraction attempting to keep us from seeing the truth. We do not live in an honest world. It seems more people are trying to harm us than help us. I wonder if people felt the same way when Jesus walked the earth. Even though he had performed so many miracles in their presence, they still did not put their trust in him. John 12:37. However, there were many leaders who did trust in Jesus, but didn't want anyone to know, out of fear of being banned from the synagogue, for they loved praise from other people more than praise from God. John 12:42-43. That statement is just as true today as it was over 2,000 years ago. How many of our leaders, in all areas of life, believe the Bible but choose to keep it to themselves in order to be politically or socially accepted? Most don't want to rock the boat for fear of being pushed overboard. Man's opinion matters more to them than God's. It happens even in the church, behind the pulpits. Many preachers allow modern society to dictate what they tell their flock, or fail to tell them, for fear of stirring up the water. It's more important to be popular and fill the seats than to tell the truth and warn the people who pay their wages. The Bible warns us about these people, and also tells us how to recognize them and not fall into their traps. They are from the world. Therefore, they speak from the world's viewpoint, and the world listens to them. 1 John 4:5. The definition of discernment is this: the act or process of exhibiting keen insight and good judgment. If you have accepted Jesus into your life, you have discernment. We know that the Son of God has come and has given us discernment so that we may know who is genuine. 1 John 5:20. If you are a leader who fears rocking the boat, remember Jesus was a boat rocker and he also walked on water. He is able to save you from the bullies who push you over. Children, guard yourselves against false gods. 1 John 5:21. Don't trust every spirit. 1 John 4:1.